Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Wattpad Wednesdays. Today, I'm really excited to be interviewing a Wattpad writer named Fallen Baby Boo Boo, whose real name is Louise Carrion, and she's joining us today all the way from the Philippines. So we're so excited. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. I'm very honored to have... I'm sorry, I'm not very good in English.
No, you sound great. Don't worry about it. So we're so excited you had some time to meet us. I know there's a huge time difference. It's 10 o'clock where you are, right?
Yes, it's 10 o'clock in the evening. I usually sleep at this time, but I'll make an exception.
Oh, thank you.
It's okay.
So first of all, I wanted to know, and a lot of your fans wanted to know, how did you come up with your username?
Okay, well, when I was in high school, I was intrigued by the Fallen Angels I read about in Becca Fitzpatrick's novel Hush Hush.
Oh, right, of course. It's a great book.
I was in love with Patch, so, yeah. And the Baby Boo Boo was a nickname given to me by my parents when I was still a baby, and they still call me that.
Oh, not really? Right.
Yes.
Do you have any other nicknames?
I have a lot. When I was in high school, they called me Vicky. Okay. Because my first name is really Victoria.
Oh, but you go by Louise?
Yes, in college.
Okay. So you live so far away from us. We're over in North America. How did you find out about Wattpad?
My father downloaded the application for iPad. But our iPad version is the cheaper one. It's actually called iPad. So, yeah. That's how I discovered Wattpad.
Okay. So, can you tell, were you a reader first, or did you start writing right away?
No, I was a reader first. I was a fan of Racing Heart. Okay. And I was reading her, Bad Girl versus Mr. Player, right. Or The Player. Mm-hmm. And I was very cliffhanged that I had to check the website.
So, oh, okay. There. So how long were you reading before you started writing?
About 1 week.
Oh, okay, so not very long. So had you been writing beforehand?
Yes, when I was 12 years old, I was writing then.
Okay, so were these brand new stories you just started putting up on Wattpad, or had you written them before?
I've written them before.
Oh.
But, yes, I did.
But you hadn't shared them, or had you shown your teachers or any other friends?
I showed them to one of my friends, and she said that we should get motivation because we weren't really, I wasn't really motivated to write more of it. So I decided to post it on Wattpad, hoping to get more feedbacks and motivating myself as well to finish them.
Great.
And I did.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'm so glad to hear that. So yes. We have a lot of readers from the Philippine community and a lot of writers as well. So you said that your friends encouraged you to post on Wattpad. Are any of them writing on Wattpad?
Yes, actually, she was inspired because I posted A&D, and she said she'll try posting it, her story as well.
Oh.
And she did. She got fans too.
Oh, that's great. That's so exciting. So do you guys ever plan on writing a story together?
Not at the moment because our school is very demanding right now.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. Well, that's important. So
yeah.
I'm so curious because on your Wattpad profile, you said that you have an INTJ personality type, which is said to be really rare. And I have no idea what that means. So can you tell us a bit about that?
Okay, I will. Introverted, it means INTJ stands for introverted, intuitive, thinking, judging.
Okay.
It's very high profile, but we really have that self-confidence that usually mistaken as arrogance.
Okay.
Yeah. And we often apply the criterion, does it work, even harshly. And while others see what is and wonder why, we see what might be and ask why not. We usually think beyond what the others just literally think. And, oh yes, our main problem is we really want people to make sense. Really, we really don't like people who doesn't make sense, you know, just talk and talk. Okay, right now, I'm not making sense.
No, that makes complete sense. Actually, someone who works at Wattpad is listening to this podcast, and he says that he is also an INTJ personality type.
Oh, really? Cool. I mean, someone's working there that's, I have an INTJ, because I read there also that we are willing to invest time in marketing our abilities as well as enhancing them.
Okay. So, where did you find out that you have this personality type? Is this a test you take through school or for college or...
No, I was just curious at my personality type, so I got it from the internet.
Oh, okay. So you are a college student right now, correct?
Yes, I am.
What are you studying in school?
I'm in my third year college, and I'm taking up international relations, also known as foreign service.
Right. Oh, cool. That's really interesting. So are you enjoying that?
Not really, because the major subjects are killing me right now.
Okay. So how many more years do you have left?
Just 1.5.
Oh, good. So you're almost done.
Yes, finally. Thankfully.
So do you think you'd ever want to be a writer full-time one day, or is this something you're just pursuing on the side, or what are your plans for your writing?
If given the chance, I want to be a full-time writer one day, but I'm not really sure about the future yet. Well, none of us are, but maybe someday.
Yeah.
But for now, it's just a hobby.
Okay. So you've got three stories, A and D, the WIZE Club, and The Right Kind of Wrong, and they're all written in English. So I was just wondering if you would ever consider writing one of your stories or translating any of your stories. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Yes, why not? But I opted to write in English to have a wider range of readers for now.
Right. Because, most Wattpad users are reading in English, so that definitely makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to tell you, we had a Wattpad meetup in New York City on Monday, and so many people asked if you were going to be here.
really?
And I had to say no. She doesn't live near this at all, but you have a lot of fans in New York City. Do you deal, you have a story, the WIZE Club is on hold right now, so do you find that you have to wait to get over writer's block, or do you always have ideas, or a lot of people we've interviewed said that they keep a little booklet with a pen beside their bed so they can write down ideas when they strike. So how do you keep yourself motivated to write your stories?
I mostly listen to songs or to music. It just sets the mood.
Right.
But right now, I really can't write. Even though I have certain ideas for the next scenes or the next chapters, I'm just really busy at school right now.
Okay.
So,
No, that makes sense. So A and D reached number one on the What's Hot for Humor and Teen, and it's also been read over 3 million times. So first of all, huge congratulations.
Thank you.
That's pretty awesome. Does your family know how successful your story's been?
Yes, actually, they're very supportive of me.
Oh, that's great.
One time, I caught my dad sneaking and checking if I was still not What's Hot number one. Unfortunately, not anymore. But he's still happy for me.
Oh, that's so nice. That's great. So you said earlier that when you're trying to get inspiration, you'll listen to music. And we heard that A&D was actually inspired by a music video by Taylor Swift for a song, You Belong to Me. So are there any other songs that in particular that have inspired your stories?
Not really, just A&D. But actually, I was planning on writing, based on a song too, Charisse's Pyramid.
Okay.
So it was, I think I can already imagine the strength of true love
through the music
from it, but right now I can't write anymore.
Right. Yeah, no, school is important for sure. So we all were so impressed with the slideshow you made of Dakota and Aaron using Selena Gomez as Dakota and Logan Lerman as Aaron. And you did an incredible job with the Photoshop. We thought it was all so believable. How did you make that? Did you do it or did a friend of yours? Was that your, did you make the Photoshop job?
No, we're having a hard time. Oh, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, good.
I did a cover, but the pictures online, the slideshow, I didn't do it. I only spent hours and hours of searching pictures in Google.
Okay.
Yeah, so put them together.
We also heard that you're a huge basketball fan. So do you play a lot of sports? And did that help you write Aaron's character because he's such a sporty character?
Yeah, actually, that's the funny thing. I'm really a big basketball fan, but I'm not really athletic at all.
Okay.
And yes, I did base, that helped a lot. Well, since my dad is used to be a basketball player, it helped me.
Mm-hmm. So you had a lot of inspiration. So that a fan question, they wanted to know if you knew someone like Aaron Ford in real life. So I guess, is he kind of modeled after your dad and some of the basketball players you like?
No, actually Aaron's character, some of his characteristics came from a friend, a high school friend.
Okay.
A friend who used to be a bully. Big bully, but then he changed after he met the one. So,
okay, well, that's great. Oh, that's perfect inspiration for your story.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So A&D is almost done. We've all been reading it, each chapter that you've been posted, but we'd love to know if you have anything planned for next, or are you going to focus on school for a while, or are you going to do a sequel to A&D?
Well, doing a sequel for A&D is not an option right now, but I'm thinking about it because a lot of fans are asking for it. Even my classmates are asking for it.
Oh, really?
Yes. But school is very hard, and writing a sequel means another summer gone.
Right.
Yes, I'm thinking about it. And it's a whole new story that's going to be hard to write and whole new ideas, but I'm thinking of writing a true story.
Oh, cool. Based on your own life or someone else?
My own.
Yeah.
It's not a love story, but it's a kind of hate story.
Okay.
But it's about two, a guy and a girl that hate each other's guts very much. The only problem is that it doesn't have an ending yet.
Oh,
right. Because we haven't finished college yet, so I don't know. Every sem, there's an event, a happening about between us. But well, I'm still thinking about it.
Oh well, yeah. I mean, we would all love to read that. So good luck. I hope you find some time to write that. It sounds really interesting.
Interesting. Yeah.
So,
okay.
We always like to finish our podcasts asking if you have any questions for us at Wattpad headquarters. Is there anything you'd like to know about behind the scenes?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask, are you hiring? Just kidding. Well, I'm half serious. No.
Well, we might be in the future, but we'll be posting stuff like that on our Wattpad blog, so you'll be able to follow up on that. Have you ever visited North America?
Well, no. I haven't even been on a plane yet.
No?
Not really.
No, yeah. Well, I'm sure you will soon. So thank you so much for joining us for this podcast. We appreciate you taking the time. I hope you didn't have to stay up too late.
No, it's still early.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And thank you to everyone listening for joining us for another Wattpad Wednesday. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Oh, wait. Can I stop it?